Yeah, certainly from a skill position player. You know, I think we've got two really good receivers, obviously, in Calvin and Golden. And, you know, I think the tight end position who runs like Eric does, because we've got two pretty good tight ends as it is, but he's got a different skill set. And that just adds a whole new element to your offense, a tight end that can run like that, that maybe you can take advantage of a little bit more easily than you can another receiver. Oh, I don't want to compare him specifically to a, you know, to another guy, you know, but he's a guy that, you know, they didn't ask him to block a whole lot in line at North Carolina, but what they did, he showed the ability to be effective, and he's obviously a very dynamic receiver. And so the combination of those things is very exciting. So he's, you know, I don't want to compare him to anyone, but I think he's going to be a top tight end type receiver who's also an effective blocker.
It's not fair to compare him to Jimmy Graham, but the athletic attributes that he has, how easy does it make to bring some of those elements of the Saints playbook you were looking to add?
Yeah, I think it helps some things. And like I said, they're not exactly the same players, but they, you know, they're both very athletic guys. Jimmy's got a little bit more length. Eric might have a little more quickness, let's say. And so, you know, there will be some things that you did with Jimmy in New Orleans that we'll be able to do with Eric, and maybe some things we can do with Eric that you didn't do with Jimmy. So, you know, they're all unique, but he's going to have a very big role in what we're planning on doing.
Can you sort of describe how you envision, you know, Ebron, you know, maybe creating more opportunities for Calvin Johnson, you know, by either patrolling the middle or if he's in the slot in line, whatever it may be?
Yeah, I think, you know, clearly defenses have to look at an offense, and, you know, they've only got so many resources to commit to all your weapons. And so anytime that you get another guy who's dangerous, they have to decide how they're going to play him. And so if they want to just focus too much on Calvin, then you start beating him up with Golden and Brandon and Joe and Reggie. And, I mean, I could keep naming the names. It gets pretty exciting when you start thinking about it. And then if they feel like, hey, we can't let these other guys beat us, then, you know, Calvin's scoring the touchdown. So it's, like Coach said, you can't have too many weapons, and it's pretty exciting to think about.
Do you envision him primarily lining up in the slot?
You know, not necessarily. Yeah, I mean, I think I never want to say primarily anything. He's going to line up all over the place. You're going to have to find him. You know, that's kind of one of our goals, is to not be predictable for defenses. You know, we don't want to say, all right, Calvin's always here. We know how to deal with it. Uh-oh, he's on the other side. He's in Z now. We thought he was an X. This guy's in line. Now he's in the backside of slot. Now he's opened up by himself, you know. And so you just want to keep mixing it up so the defense can't really hone in on what your plan is.
What could his addition mean for Joseph Fourier?
Well, listen, Joseph has got, you know, he's still going to have a very strong role in the red zone. And, listen, there's nothing to say that we're not going to have three tight ends on the field at some point, you know. And so, you know, every game's different. Every game plan's different. But, you know, Joe has impressed me in the short, you know, the short time that we've been able to work with him. And so, you know, I think it's a bad idea for a player to look like, hey, we just drafted a guy in my position. That means that I'm out of favor. Joe's not out of favor. He's still going to have a big role for us, you know. And, you know, I think it's important, like, hey, listen, Calvin's a great player, but you don't want Calvin playing 1,400 plays a year. You know, all those guys need, you need to have a, make sure those guys aren't all getting worn out. And so these guys are all going to, you know, I mean, Calvin's going to play usually, don't get me wrong. But the point being, you know, these guys can't all play every play. You know, the game's rough that way. And so, you know, that when you're taking a great player on the field, off the field, and you're putting a great one on the field, it's a nightmare for defenses. So,
do you think the defenses could punish Calvin more than they might otherwise because there wasn't another threat out there to take any pressure off him?
When you say, yeah, well, I mean, they certainly can have more guys with eyes on him if they're not worried about the other players. And so when he catches the ball, there's more guys around him to hit him. So, you know, I don't know if punish is the right word, but they certainly can commit more resources to stopping him. And as you get more playmakers around him, it's harder for them to do that. You know, you're gonna make them pay. If they leave any of our players unguarded or not guarded well enough, then we're going to find a way to make them pay.
You said you could never have enough weapons. Obviously, with a pick this high and number 10 overall, you must feel like you needed more weapons for Stafford. It wasn't enough as it was.
I wouldn't say that at all. I mean, listen, I think there were good players in this building when I got here. But, you know, again, this draft is a group effort, and as you're looking at the board and, hey, who are the players we like the most, and do you have a vision for using them? You know, I think that's what it comes down to, and we certainly had a vision for what Eric could do for us. I don't think it's indicative that we didn't feel good about the players that we had at this point, but we just think he's a really good player that's going to help us be more productive.
I don't know if you talked to Stafford yet about this, and if you have, if you could share those thoughts. But I mean, what would you imagine his excitement level is?
Oh, I bet you he's pretty fired up. Yeah, like yeah. I think you know, there's not a quarterback in the league that wouldn't be excited if you get a guy like Eric to work with. So I'm sure Matthew's plenty fired up.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Sure thing. Thanks, guys.